and she invited our whole senior citizens group to participate. So we came up with the idea of, there was a dairy close by, and we could buy the clabbered milk, just ready to churn.
Oh.
So we churned, and the children didn't know what in the world we were doing. And we showed them how the butter was coming in little bits, you know, and so forth, until it all came, and we took it out and molded and worked it up and put some on some fresh bread for them. And they liked it. They liked the taste of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we gave them a little cup of buttermilk. And it was not cold, see, it was freshly churned. They thought we'd poison them. It had little particles of butter in there.
Right.
Like orange juice has little bits of pulp.
Mm-hmm.
And they just thought we'd poison them.
They didn't care for that.
No, they didn't like that at all. But that was one among the many things that we did as days of guest view. Mm-hmm. Put a quilt in the frame. We planned everything for them to have hands-on. They churned.
Mm-hmm.
And in the quilt, they put a needle down through and back up through and see how they sewed the top and the bottom together. And then we had story hour, and we made toys like we did.
Oh, and what kind of toys?
Well, one was a button, a great big button off of a coat. Put a little cord through here, and you wind it up, zing, zing. We just zing, and we just see you go the longest that way.
Uh-huh.
Well, adventure way, is string out, but that was loads of fun. They'd never seen this before. We took tin cans and made Tom Walkers out of them. Put holes in each side and put the foot in here, and that hole would hold cords that would come, and you'd hold a cord, and you pull up on this cord, and this foot, and then you'd walk on those Tom Walkers. And then we had races with them. And then we taught them to crochet. Each child was allowed to go by, and then he would learn to make the hook and pull that hook up through and make a little chain till he made a headband. I think every child in school had a headband. Then we had a big old wash tub with a rub board.
Oh.
And a bar of soap and some towels, and they'd scrub, and that was our laundry, and many things that we did. And I took a guitar and played, and give them a tin pan to beat on, and noise we had.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a very effective eye opener for the children as well as the adults.
Right.
So we wound up going to several elementary schools,
mm-hmm.
and then we got where the women just couldn't handle it. It was just too much work for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that was a great idea.
Because they've never had a chance to see any of that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then telling stories about when I was in the third grade, my school was like this, and my teacher was like this, and we had eight in a class, and we wrote on slates, and didn't have books like you have, and various things that happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, the children, they just sat
at all. Well, I know I've learned a lot, you know, just from talking to people things that I didn't know anything
That's
about.
That's true. So very often the parents don't bother with telling the children, mm-hmm. and they just think, oh, well, maybe they know, and maybe they don't, but coming from somebody else, they like it better than just sometimes their own parents.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Well, what about vegetables? What type of vegetables did you grow?
We grew everything.
Mm-hmm.
Squash, beans, tomatoes, onions, peas, rutabagas, beets. We just grew everything.
Mm-hmm. How about onions? Did you grow those?
Mm-hmm. We grew onions.
Any particular kinds?
I don't remember the varieties at all. All I knew was just onions.
Did you have big ones and the small ones too?
Yes, yes, we had both.
How about beans?
Yes, we had lots of whole beans and the regular string beans